We are probably all familiar with the Old Testament figure known as Samuel. We think of him when we think of the wonderful events in connection with the anointing of David. We think of him in connection with those powerful rebukes that he's forced to give when it comes conceived and bore 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Now, Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did in all Israel, and how they lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So he said to them that were a part of the law of Moses with respect to what foods they could eat and not eat. And I'd like you to notice near the beginning of this chapter, in Romans chapter 14, verse 4, it says, "Who are you to judge another servant? To his own servant he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand." I offer this in the context of our discussion of growth, so we would simply recognize that we are not in a position in which we can necessarily look at the life of another person. Ground. As Christians, we must recognize that we are in a similar circumstance. We are in a condition in which, when we do as the Lord would have us to, we can have the assurance that we are not left by ourselves. We're not abandoned. But in fact, the Lord is with us. In our adult class this morning, we read the beautiful words in the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, in which the Lord gives, in connection with that promise to go out and teach, the promise that He will be with us. And let us take great comfort in that. The Hebrew writer, if you'd look over in the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 13, I want us to notice something that the Hebrew writer says, and he actually connects it to the idea of covetousness. Now, you may think, well, what connection is there between covetousness and a recognition of God's care for us and the fact that God is with us? But I want you to notice what the Hebrew writer says. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 begins, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have." Now, stop there for just a moment. What is covetousness? Covetousness is basically looking at those things that we have not been blessed to have and thinking within ourselves that our life cannot be what it ought to be, that we cannot be happy unless we have those things. Notice the Hebrew writer here says, rather than that idea, we should be content with those things that we have. But notice how he continues the thought. "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." You know, when we look at the things that we have in life and those things that we don't have, how often do we allow this recognition to come into our mind? How often do we allow ourselves to think God is with us? God is looking at our lives. God cares about our lives. I think far too often when we recognize, well, I don't have this, or this thing isn't the way that I want it to be, and we covet what we don't have, or we're not content with what we do have, we forget that the one that made us, we forget that the one that provides for us, we forget that our Heavenly Father that cares for us as little children is there. And I think that's important for us. We can't forget that. Notice, this should be something that gives us great confidence that we are rebellious. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, the Lord says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you."